Welcome to the Maestro Circe podcast, where English learners worldwide learn and increase fluency in American English. As an English learner who moved to the United States of America more than 40 years ago, I began learning American English with the guidance and encouragement of my teachers. As an American English teacher with over 30 years of experience teaching English learners in California, USA, I know that learning English is neither easy nor simple. Learning English takes discipline, motivation, and hard work. Let's work together to help you succeed.
Welcome to the 39th episode of the Learn American English with Maestro Circe podcast. Today we're going to focus on two learning topics to help English learners succeed. In today's episode, we're going to introduce our listeners to compound sentences. After this segment, we're going to continue with a motivational creative story with listening and answering comprehension questions written by Maestro Circe and published on Amazon in the books and ebooks titled Creative Stories for American English Learners, Volumes 1 and 2. Are you ready? Let's begin. Understanding compound sentences. In the English language, sentences can be classified into four main types: simple, compound, complex, and compound complex. In this text, we will focus on compound sentences specifically. What is a compound sentence? A compound sentence is made up of two or more independent clauses that are joined together by coordinating conjunctions, such as and, but, and, or. These independent clauses can stand alone as separate sentences, but are connected to show a relationship between ideas. Structure of a compound sentence. Compound sentences have a specific structure that students can follow to create their own. The basic structure includes two or more independent clauses, coordinating conjunctions, and, but, or, so, for, yet, nor, to join the clauses. For example, I wanted to go to the movies, but I had to finish my homework first. In this sentence, I wanted to go to the movies and I had to finish my homework first are both independent clauses joined by the coordinating conjunction, but. Using coordinating conjunctions. Understanding the different coordinating conjunctions is essential when working with compound sentences. Each conjunction serves a specific purpose in connecting ideas within a sentence, and adds information or shows a connection between two ideas, but contrasts or shows a conflict between two ideas, or presents a choice or alternative between two ideas. So, indicates a cause-and-effect relationship between two ideas. For, provides reasoning or explanation for the following idea. Yet, contrasts or introduces a surprising fact. Nor, connects two negative ideas or alternatives. Creating compound sentences. To create compound sentences, students can follow these steps. Identify independent clauses. Each clause must be able to stand alone as a complete sentence. Choose a coordinating conjunction. Select the conjunction that best fits the relationship between the clauses. Use a comma. Place a comma before the coordinating conjunction to separate the independent clauses. Practice time. Now, it's time to practice creating compound sentences. Here are some activities for you to try. Write 5 compound sentences using the conjunction and. Combine the following independent clauses using the appropriate coordinating conjunction. Sarah loves to read books. She also enjoys watching movies. Create a compound sentence using the conjunction, but to show a contrast between two ideas of your choice. Importance of compound sentences. Compound sentences allow writers to vary the structure of their writing, creating more engaging and sophisticated texts. By understanding and using compound sentences effectively, students can improve the flow and coherence of their writing. Keep practicing and experimenting with compound sentences to become a skilled writer.
Emre's story of success in the USA. Creative Stories number 8. Once upon a time, a young man named Emre lived in Turkey. Emre wanted to improve his English skills so he could move to the United States of America and have a better life. Emre dreamed of moving to America, starting a business, and having a family. His dream came true when he applied, won the green card lottery, and moved to the United States for a better life. Emre arrived at the John Wayne Airport in Orange County, California, full of hope for a better life. He knew he needed to find an apartment, improve his English, learn about starting a business in California, USA, and become successful. He felt fortunate to have saved up money in Turkey for his move to the United States and planned to use it well. After arriving in Orange County, Emre learned that moving into an apartment was difficult and expensive. It took him nearly a week of living in a hotel room to find an apartment finally. He went to many real estate agents and asked questions. Emre could not understand why finding an affordable place to live in Orange County was so hard. He wanted an apartment close to the airport and other services like supermarkets and the mall. He later realized that Orange County's low crime rate and high quality of life made it a much more expensive place to live than other areas in the United States of America. Emre found a great place to live in a neighborhood called Cypress Knolls. He made many friends in the neighborhood and began learning English by watching the TV shows on Discovery. Emre learned how to speak American English and soon became more confident with his English. The TV shows were also helping him improve his vocabulary skills. He found out about North Orange Community Education, offering free online English courses, and registered for an evening online English course with Maestro Cersei. He discovered he accelerated his English fluency much faster as a student in Maestro Cersei's class, and he did his best to learn and participate every evening of class. Emre had started working part-time at a local restaurant called the Red Barn and was happy to have found a job. He was a bartender and did his best to treat his customers with the utmost respect and good service. He became very popular and earned lots of tips. Emre began to meet more people in the neighborhood, and they were all friendly toward him. He learned that some of them even spoke Turkish. After several years of working hard and saving lots of money as a successful bartender, Emre asked his friends how to find a place to open a business in Orange County. He learned many things to learn before opening a business in America. It is not as easy as he thought. It took a while for Emre to get started because he was still trying to understand the process of starting a business in Orange County. Finally, after learning and asking many questions, Emre found the perfect place to open his business in Cypress Knolls. He knew it was a great place for his business because it had everything he needed to be successful: a grocery store next door, a coffee house, and a restaurant across the street. He had many friends and family members in this neighborhood, and they would be supportive of him. Emre's dream was finally coming true. He decided to open a nightclub called Turkish Nights. After he rented the building, it took 6 months for him to open his nightclub. He invested all his savings into this business. It wasn't easy, but he got his business license, alcohol beverages license, and all the other documentation he needed to open the business. By his opening night, he had a fully stocked bar, a great DJ playing some of the best modern Turkish music, a couple of bouncers, two bartenders, and 4 well-trained waiters. Emre was very proud of himself and his accomplishment. He opened his nightclub at 10 p.m. on a Friday night. The place was packed, and Emre had to turn people away from his door. He was extremely happy to see his friends and neighbors at his nightclub. They were all enjoying themselves, and everyone was having a great time. They ordered lots of drinks, danced, and had fun together. It was the most important night of his life. He felt so happy and proud. His hard work and dedication paid off. He was enjoying his job and making lots of money in his new business. Emre's success at opening his nightclub in Orange County was an amazing accomplishment. He now became a part of the American dream for many young Turks. He knew his nightclub business would be successful because he was creating jobs for other Turks in Orange County. He knew this because he met many Turkish friends who wanted to become DJs or bartenders in Emre's nightclub. Some of them even got hired in Emre's nightclub. This made Emre very happy. He felt like he was helping other people with their dreams. After a couple of years of working hard to make his club successful, Emre bought a nice home in nearby Newport Beach, California, USA. Now that he had money in the bank and a great credit score, he could afford a home over $1 million overlooking the Pacific Ocean. His friends and family members were proud of him and happy for him. It was great to see him enjoying the fruits of his labor. Emre's dream came true. He was living the American dream. However, he still wanted more. He started thinking about the future and what his next dream would be. He had some ideas about what he wanted to do with his life. He remembered what he wanted when he moved to the USA. He already had a successful business and a nice home. It was now time for him to start a family of his own. Emre wanted to find a Turkish wife who shared his passion for his culture and country. He wanted a woman who wanted to get out of her parents' house and be independent. Emre's ideal woman wanted to be financially stable and happy. Emre found all these qualities in his new girlfriend. Her name was Selin, and she was a single mother from the Turkish countryside. Emre and Selin got married, and they both loved each other. They had many kids and lived together in their lovely home overlooking the Pacific Ocean. Emre's American dream came true. He learned English, started a dynamic business, made a lot of money, started a family, and was able to provide for his family. Emre and Selin were happy together. They traveled with their children throughout the United States and the world and had a great time together. Comprehension questions for Emre's story of success in the USA. Creative Stories number 8A. One. What was Emre's dream when he was living in Turkey? 2. Describe Emre's journey to the United States. 3. Why did Emre find it difficult to move into an apartment in Orange County? 4. How did Emre improve his English skills in the USA? 5. What challenges did Emre face when he decided to open his nightclub in Cypress Knolls? 6. Why was Emre proud of his accomplishment in opening his nightclub? 7. How did Emre's life change after achieving his American dream? 1. Emre's dream was to move to the United States, start a business, and have a family. 2. Emre applied for and won the green card lottery to move to the USA for a better life. 3. Emre found it difficult to find an affordable place to live in Orange County due to its low crime rate and high quality of life. 4. Emre learned English by watching TV shows on Discovery and taking free online English courses. 5. Emre faced challenges in understanding the process of starting a business and obtaining the necessary licenses and documentation. 6. Emre was proud of himself for the success of his nightclub opening, where he created jobs for other Turks. 7. Emre achieved his American dream by starting a successful business, owning a nice home, and starting a family with his wife Selin.
Thank you for being part of today's podcast with Maestro Circe, where English learners worldwide learn American English. Due to popular demand, we are now sharing educational podcasts twice a week, on Sundays and Wednesdays. In the meanwhile, if you'd like to access a variety of educational offerings, feel free to visit our website at www.sersea.com. Learning English takes discipline, motivation, and hard work. Keep up the good work.